Welcome to our listeners. This is Kelsey Foland on behalf of the Tabor Foundation. We're joined today by Jim Manley. He is formerly with Mountain States Legal Foundation. He is now a senior attorney at the Goldwater Institute in Phoenix, Arizona. Today we're discussing Jim's efforts to defend Tabor, or the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, as it relates to Tabor's lawsuit against the Colorado Transportation Commission and the Colorado Bridge Enterprise.
Right. So the Bridge Enterprise Fund is this workaround that the legislature created to avoid the voter approval requirements of Tabor. Tabor requires a vote of the people anytime taxes are raised or debt is issued. And the Bridge Enterprise does both of those things. But the legislature created the Bridge Enterprise and hid the tax in a fee and created the Bridge Enterprise to avoid the voter approval requirements for the debt issuance. And so our question was simple. How can this be a user fee if it's being charged to vehicles that never use the bridges? The court created this test that was sort of its own invention. The Court of Appeals came up with this, and it's not based on anything the Colorado Supreme Court has said about what Tabor applies to, what is a tax and what is a fee under Tabor. You know, the court wasn't even really willing to wrestle with the real question here, which is there a benefit that people who pay the charge receive? What about school property taxes? Are those no longer taxes? They've always been considered taxes. They've always been considered that Tabor requires voter approval. That's why Tabor was enacted, to give voters control over these taxing decisions. It's a problem with their reasoning that we pointed out in the briefs. The example we raised was the University of Colorado could, under the court's reasoning, charge every high school student in Colorado an application fee because they might decide to apply to the university. In the same way that the court allowed the Bridge Enterprise to charge every vehicle in the state this bridge fee because they might someday use one of these bridges. But hopefully the Colorado Supreme Court will have an opportunity to correct those mistakes.
And Jim, the one other thing that I'd like to touch on is the amount of bonded debt that has been issued here. $300 million has already been issued in bonded debt, but the state, with this stream of revenue from this charge, it's been calculated that the state could bond $1 billion without state voter approval.
So it's really very simple. The court has given the legislature a roadmap for ignoring Tabor. As long as the legislature calls a charge a fee and sets it aside for a particular purpose, then nothing else really matters. If the legislature does those two things, then every tax that the legislature once collected can now be converted into a fee and can avoid the voter approval requirements of Tabor. And then add to that the fact that the legislature can now create enterprises willy-nilly, with basically ignoring all of the limitations that Tabor imposes on enterprises. And those enterprises can then go out and issue bonds for, up to $1 billion without voter approval.
This is Kelsey Foland for the Tabor Foundation. For more information on this and other efforts of the Tabor Foundation to defend the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, you can visit thetaborfoundation.org. Donations are always appreciated to support our efforts and are tax deductible. Thanks so much for joining us today.